Now we turn to two of the students who've spent precious time helping rebuild New Orleans. Jerry Jones is a sophomore at Southern University in Baton Rouge. He helped recruit Southern students for Senator Edwards' program. And with us, Nzinga Taiembe, a native of Harlem, New York. She's a senior at Amherst College in Massachusetts, and she's spending her spring break in New Orleans with another student work program, Katrina on the Ground, which is spearheaded by two friends of this program, Kevin Powell and Jeff Johnson. And Nzinga, let me start with you. Talk to me about why you decided to take time and do this.
Thanks for having me, Ed, and hi, Jerry. I think I took time to do this. I think like many of the students on the trip, we were seeing Katrina coverage on the media, or reading about it in the papers, and we might have even done fundraising in our colleges and our communities, but we really wanted to take another step and to really take a bodily step, really, and just come down here and to work in solidarity with the survivors that are here in New Orleans and also in Mobile, Alabama, and in Biloxi, which are the two other places that we have students at.
You're a native of Harlem. You go to school in Massachusetts. When you went down and saw what remains many, many devastated areas in that region, tell me what your thought was.
Two thoughts in particular. First, we got an opportunity a lot of our work is happening in the Lower Ninth Ward, which is gutting and cleaning the houses there. And in the areas in the Ninth Ward, you see there are a lot of houses that have been completely devastated by the hurricane. There are many strewn all over, really. And I just noticed that one thing that stood out for me, besides the fact of the sort of deafening stillness, you know, there's no one walking around, there's no people, and but you just recognize that the lines that we draw between ourselves or the lines between the different properties, they've all been transmuted. You have houses, you know, that used to be down, you know, on block Governor Nichols Street that's been pushed this way.
And so, Jerry, let me turn to you. You, on the other hand, and your family lived in the greater New Orleans area. You've had property affected there. I'm sure relatives affected there. Tell me how it feels for you to help your own.
Hello to the both of you. It's really it's a mixed emotion to go down there. I've been to New Orleans. I have family members that's from the greater New Orleans area, and to see that is really shocking. I mean, I remember seeing houses that used to be on one street, and now when you go there, I was telling a colleague that I was working with out there that that's interesting, that house is sitting right there. And he says, well, what do you mean? I said, because that house used to sit on the other corner. Mm-hmm. And he was like, what? Mm-hmm. And, you know, just to see stuff like that, to see a city that once was a very thriving, very charismatic city now is in heavily need from not only just the federal government but from our bare hands as well as citizens of the United States.
And Jerry, real quick for me, if you will, I know that you went around and recruited people. When you talked to young people about coming on board, what was the response? Very quickly for me.
Our students were very interested in this because a lot of our students come from the greater New Orleans area. I mean, almost 40 to 30% of Southern University students are from the greater New Orleans area. So they were very enthused by it. They were also very much appreciative to the people who actually went down there as well from the other areas of the United States.
Yeah. Well, Jerry Jones is a sophomore at Southern University in Baton Rouge, and Nzinga Taiembe is a senior at Amherst College in Massachusetts. And not only do I thank you both for joining us today, but I congratulate you both and tell you that there are a lot of people who are proud of you for what you are doing over your spring break, and we appreciate it.
Thank you,
sir.